every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
I mentioned this a little bit earlier. I think it was terrific. For those people who watch MasterChef, you would have been thrilled to see one of the best chefs in Australia, being one of our own, based up there in Palm Cove, featured last night. Gee, it was terrific. Now, this is Nick Holloway. I'll just read it briefly. It says here, this is from The Post, a leading light of the Cairns restaurant scene, had a critical part in one of MasterChef's most important episodes last night. Nunu restaurant executive chef Nick Holloway appeared on the Channel 10 program setting the ultimate taste test used to whittle down this season's batch of competitors to the final 10. Mr. Holloway last appeared in the show 7 years ago in season 6 as a guest chef. He said the level of professionalism among the amateur cooks had gone through the roof since MasterChef's first season. He didn't love every dish. He was very supportive of some of the creative ideas, others clearly not. Anyway, further in the article, it reads, the Palm Cove chef did not believe trained professionals should feel threatened by the upcoming amateurs. But some of those amateurs are very, very creative. But the big thing last night was all about tropical dishes, tropical ingredients, the life of far north Queensland, the cane fields, all of that. It was wonderful for us up here. The tourism people would have been cheering. Nick, he's on the line here, co-owner of Nunu's restaurant, Palm Cove. Hello, Nick.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I've got to congratulate you because you were so energised, much more than the other superstar chefs that go on there. It was terrific.
I just thought it was such a coup to be asked down to be part of it all. It really is. You know, we're a long way away from the action sometimes up here, and maybe the rest of Australia can forget about us. But the reality is that we have something to celebrate, and it really is, you know, as I say over and over again, probably the most blessed part of the world. So to be invited down to set this taste test challenge for the contestants was really, really exciting. And maybe that's where my enthusiasm came from.
Well, it was a coup for all of us, wasn't it? When you're living up here, and we do get overlooked from time to time, sometimes quite unfairly, somebody like you who expresses yourself so enthusiastically with so much knowledge to back it up, it was really a breath of fresh air. I thought it was terrific. I've got to ask you about, though, given that some of the contestants will clearly have Asian background and they're very clever with Asian foods, Asian ingredients, but that didn't faze you. You were right up with them with all of those ingredients that would have confused the rest of us.
Yeah, look, the dishes that are the most successful, and this is not just for a TV show, this is in life in general, are those that are the most authentic and actually come from a place of genuine, you know, the genuine pursuit of deliciousness. Mm. And there's no doubt there's some very, very strong cooks on the show, and they, you know, it is their wheelhouse, a lot of those ingredients. But it's about being able to pull it together and tether all of those loose ends and make sure there's something that's really exciting and synergized on the plate. And that's reflected. And to be honest, it's like any industry, it's like any craft. There really is no shortcut for the hours and hours and hours it takes to become, you know, really, really adept at something, or, you know, in the pursuit of mastery. It's the long march, mate.
I love that term, the genuine pursuit of deliciousness. It's the second time I've heard it now because I heard it last night. I think that really sums it up well. I mean, if you're not genuinely in the pursuit of deliciousness, why do it? Talk to me about enthusiasm over the years too. You've been doing it for decades, but you maintain that youthful enthusiasm for cooking.
Yeah, look, I think it's because I just genuinely love people. I used to think it was just the cooking, but it's actually a little bit more than that. It's what happens. It's the alchemy that happens with whilst you're cooking and then whilst you're serving people you care about. And it's the fact that it greases the wheels for humanity to actually do what it really genuinely wants to do. And that was, to me, made super evident during the COVID, you know, the early days of the COVID sort of period, because you found that whilst we were being told to stay away from each other, the natural impulse was actually to come together. And restaurants and cafes were, you know, inundated by people who just wanted to be able to talk to each other and share their fears and share their concerns. And that's, to me, ultimately what restaurants are about. The food is super, super important. And it has to be, you know, and the better you are at it, the better those conversations go, I think, between individuals. You know, families around the table, friends around the table. Yes. That's what it's all about. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Otherwise, what are we doing, you know? Sorry, you've caught me on a Monday morning in quite a whimsical and philosophical.
No. This is terrific. I've got to ask you about the visual aspect of food too, which I'm amazed by how MasterChef, they must have special filters on their cameras or something. The colours are so rich, the lighting is so clever. And there must be 100 cameras in the room. I can't imagine. We'll get to that in a minute. But there was a Sri Lankan lady there, and visually, her dish was magnificent. It had that lovely, bright red sauce, etc. Talk to me about that one.
That was really exquisite. I mean, that's going back a loop there to what you initially spoke about. That dish was completely in her wheelhouse, and that's what I tasted. What I tasted was someone who has cooked that dish or a variation of it their entire lives.
Mm.
It tasted like someone who could do it just like they're in cruise control, but still delivering and backing it up with just an absolute powerhouse of flavour. It was so refreshing, so clean, and like I said, that oily slick of prawn oil was just, it really was magical. Very, very delicious dish.
Now, sorry, I've got to ask you about something called curry ice cream, which fared well, obviously, but everyone, I think, listening to the concept of curry ice cream, it sounds ghastly.
Well, I tell you what got me over the line. What got me over the line with that was I was reading it wrong. The word curry ice cream made my tummy turn a little bit, to be honest.
Yes.
But when I thought to myself, chai ice cream, which is essentially a curry, if you think about it, maybe without the garlic and the onions, but if you thought about turmeric and ginger and spices and herbs in milk with honey, it's a really very delicious thing that you can conjure up in your mind. That is an ice cream, makes perfect sense. It wasn't until I got over that hurdle. But what that contestant Pete did just so well was harness, you know, the sort of the ginormous flavour that the curry ice cream had with the other elements of the dish. And it actually was truly remarkable. Like, I would not put it on my menu because it's not my dish, but it would be on a restaurant menu without even batting an eyelid. It was that good.
I've got to say I'm relieved it's not on your menu, given that sounds bloody terrible. But anyway, we'll take your word for it. Can I just ask you about the professionalism of that show? Now, even if you don't watch it every week, and I'm not a watcher, I don't do it every week, but occasionally I do.
Yeah.
And the lighting, the fact that there's cameras have got every imaginable angle. How many cameras are there in your vision? Because we never see any.
There are three major ones,
and
there's about six or seven other ones that are all floating around. The editing is so good. I mean, this really is the big kids on the block. I mean, Endemol Shine, who produce MasterChef, also do Maths, Big Brother, I'm a Celebrity. I mean, they are the absolute kings of reality television, and reality television really does dominate that free-to-air market. And they're the best at it, and they've got the biggest budgets, and it really does show. And I can say that as a guest of the show a couple of times, the way that I have been treated is just awesome. You know, from the staff to the way the communication's done to the organisation of stuff, you just really do feel like you're part of a very, very, very professional machine. I can't say enough good things about this, to be honest.
Excellent. It's the emotional aspect that I never would have, a few years ago thought could have been incorporated so successfully, but it is. I mean, seeing all those people crying as they're separated after a few weeks in the show, that's astounding how they get so attached to it.
Well, it's a very immersive experience for the contestants. They start in November. Historically, they used to all be in one house, and now they're in a series of apartments. But they really are on lockdown and if you're good at the show and you're good at creating a character and you keep making the cut with regards to your cooking, you can potentially be on the show for 6 months of shooting. It's a long time away from family and friends and your real normal life. And you put that in the mix with some pressure, some orchestrated pressure, but also the personal pressure you put on yourself when you start nearing the finishing line. And actually, it's like last night's episode, to get to 10 contestants is a real coup, and it's evidenced by how successful they are on social media from this point in, and they start to sort of get a bit worried about what it's like if they do get kicked off. And I just think the emotions are real, and they work incredibly long days. Like, they would be working on set or off the set but still doing the work element, you know, 15 hours a day, 14 hours a day.
Really?
Very, very long days. 12 hours a day, like, I don't know. It's extremely taxing on them. So I don't think you have to add much of a spark to get that really genuine deep emotion, to be honest.
This is an amazing insight. Very, very good insight. Interesting, too, the fact that it was so much about some of those Asian ingredients or tropical ingredients, et cetera, which, of course, you've been across for years because they make up the basis of what you produce up there at Nunu.
Absolutely. I thought it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. I really, really did.
Good on you, Nick. Thank you. Nick Holloway there. Hi. He's the co-owner and he's the master chef up there at Nunu's restaurant at Palm Cove, 23 past 10.